much, Madam Chairperson. And on behalf of the European Union, I would also like to thank the speakers of today for their comprehensive presentation. And I just did a very quick search on Google, and I have to say that within a few seconds, the web pages they come up about the campaign indeed. And I have to say that from what I can see, indeed, ICERT and the DDPA and the decade are mentioned immediately in the first few paragraphs. Whether you go to the website of the office, OHHR and racism, or the one on the campaign fighting racism. So I think actually that this is really a good step forward. And I wanted to pick up on something that was mentioned also by the previous speaker and in the presentation, which is indeed the importance of education, because this is something that we have quite high on our agenda as well. As I've mentioned before, there is an EU anti-racism action plan that is guiding our work, especially of the European Commission, from 2020 to 2025. And that action plan actually has a specific chapter that is dedicated to education, where indeed a lot of what has been said before is also included. For example, the importance of training teachers to work with all children and to be sensitive to the needs of pupils from different backgrounds, including on issues related to racial discrimination. And the idea that schools should be safe havens, free from bullying, racism, and discrimination is in there as well. What we're trying to achieve is that children are taught very early about equality, respect, and inclusion, and that they are empowered to promote such values among their peers and in their communities. So one of the things that is also included in the action plan is that it's important to strengthen inclusive education. Clearly, children from all racial and ethnic backgrounds must have equal access to education. This is one of the lead principles for us internally. And let me just scroll through the text here. What else might be interesting to share? There is, of course, an entire dimension that has to do with digital there as well. But still on education, what is also relevant to mention is that the European Union in March has adopted Council conclusions on the need to, let me frame it correctly, conclusions on combating racism and anti-Semitism. And Council conclusions are like the most politically important instrument that the EU adopts. These are negotiated with all 27 EU member states, adopted at ministerial level, and so they set the line as well. And these Council conclusions from March, for example, they highlight the importance of education and training as well, where the idea is that we need to raise awareness among the population of the fight against racism and anti-Semitism as well. And whereby we uphold our duty also to remember victims. So just to highlight that, I appreciate that OHHR is also prioritizing this aspect. And as you mentioned, we will keep our interventions on implementation over the past 12 months for the next agenda item.